Next item on the agenda is discussion setting the 2009 recreational summer flounder fishery measures. Request for 2009 public hearing. Mr. O'Reilly, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the commission. This won't take a lot of time, but there are a couple of things that I think are important to bring to the commission's attention in advance of asking for the public hearing for next month. And not sure how clear that is with the light, since there's some...
That's a lot clearer.
How's that?
Yep.
Okay. These are options. For many years, you have seen different types of options as we struggle with the ever-changing recreational target or quota, if you will, set by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission in combination with the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Council. This year, there are five options, really, that were chosen by the ad hoc committee. The ad hoc committee contains a fairly diverse group of interested fishermen, both anglers and charter operators. And the five options need a little explanation, so you're not surprised next month. The explanations are that we were under target in 2008. Our target was just over 342,000 fish. Our harvest, with a 19-inch size limit, a 5-fish possession limit, and a closed season of July 21 through 30, ended up providing a harvest that was 33% under the target. That sounds very good, but there were some problems after that, one of which, even though the overall total allowable landings increased, states' targets barely increased. Our target went from 342,000 up to 345,000 fish. There's not a lot of room for risk in these options, and the ad hoc committee overall understood that. The choice of the best options from the ad hoc committee that I polled were to maintain the 19-inch size limit and have no closed period, as opposed to July 21 through 30, or to have an 18.5-inch size limit with either maintaining a closed period, which has to be 2 weeks according to the ASMFC now, or to have no closed period whatsoever. By far, there's less risk as you go down this table of options, and in fact, the ad hoc committee knew that. They asked that a 17-inch size limit option be produced just so the public could see how onerous it would be to try and fulfill that type of a management set of options. You can see that there's anywhere from July 18th to the end of the year would be closed in 2009, or 51 days closed of Wave 3. Wave 3 is throughout these options because the ASMFC Technical Committee is also making a request to the management board that the wave, the two-month period, which in this case May, June is wave three, the wave that states find they have the most harvest, they should make their seasonal reductions in those waves. In addition, the management board this year set a policy whereby if a state goes over and has to reduce, at least 50% of that reduction will come in the form of a seasonal closure. This was taken in by the ad hoc committee members, and one of their concerns, those who proposed more conservative options, was the thought that if they do go over in 2009, if the target shows an overage, then next year they'd be counted on to come up with a large closed season, 50% of any reduction. So the options suffer from some other problem. The other problem is we're one of three states that went under our target in 2008. Every other state has to come up with a reduction scenario. We have to come up with a liberalization scenario. This means that the ASMFC that provides tables based on the size limit and the bag limit and the savings that you would accrue in moving from a lower size limit to a higher size limit didn't apply to Virginia, because in 2008 we had a 19-inch size limit. The tables we had to use to figure out how we would not get savings, but rather how we would increase the landings, which is the converse of the savings reduction, we had to use 2007 data for the 18.5 options. We had to use 2006 data for the 18, the 17.5, and the 17 options. The ASMFC Technical Committee meets tomorrow to provide recommendations to the Management Board about all the state's options. The Management Board meets February 3rd, so before your February meeting, you'll know the results. As I informed the Ad Hoc Committee, there's no choice but to let the ASMFC Technical Committee know exactly what's involved with our options and the types of data that we have to use. It's unfortunate, but there's just no other alternatives. Staff did turn to some other sets of data, principally the Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey. There are also taggers who are working in the saltwater fishing tournament, and several of them keep but mostly discard summer flounders, so we have size data there. We also use the Maryland Volunteer Angler Survey data. So we do have some methods to try and back up using this older data. It turns out when you put all the data sets together, there's more coherence for the 18.5-inch size limits, the 2007 data, by far, than for the 2006 data. The 2006 data ends up being very risk-averse in terms of savings, but the contrary to that is when you project landings, it's very, very conservative. It underestimates by far the type of landings you would expect. So that's the type of information that will be talked about tomorrow with the technical committee. And if I can go back to another situation we have, this portrays the size possession limit, closed seasons, targets, the actual landings for a particular year, and then the difference here, which is the difference from the landings to the next year target. And as I mentioned, we have a 33% underage in 2008 with our target of 2008. So all seems well, but if you look at some of the older targets, you can see a trend really starting in 2004, 2005 was a good year with 800,000 fish. It's been all a slide downwards since then to where last year 342,000 plus, and in 2009 345,000 fish. So the quotas or targets have gotten very small. Although we would like to have management regimes that were a 17-inch size limit, that's really difficult to do with such a small target. And one thing you see as part of this track record, in 2007, we had an 18.5-inch size limit and five fish, the same as the proposal we have for 2009. We had two separate closed seasons, one in the spring and a six-day closure in July. We had a higher target than we have in 2009, by 62,000 fish, but we had landings which are quite a bit higher than the 345,000 target. We had landings of 479,000. Will that be repeated? We don't know, but there's certainly risk that an 18.5-inch size limit could end up more than the 345,000 fish. And I think this is a situation where the advice from the technical committee will be helpful. So please keep that information in mind for next month, and staff is requesting that you do have a public hearing next month and that we be allowed to advertise these five sets of options, really. There's just differences among the sets in terms of the close season, but A through F do represent the five options that we would ask to advertise.
Questions of Mr. O'Reilly? Rob, I wonder, the likelihood of a 17 or 17.5 fish is, like, not there. I mean,
You think you need 500, 600,000 fish targets to even...
Well, I just wonder when we start advertising 17-inch and 17.5-inch fish, when we know it's not going to occur. I mean, in all reality, it's not. Do we send a signal of false hope out there to some of the anglers that are maybe hoping, or then it, the burden of proof goes, well, you know, why in the world didn't they select the 17 or 17.5? And you have to explain to them from a technical perspective. I'm just wondering.
I think you do. I think you're correct, and I think that the poll we had 2 years ago sort of reflects how the public views these types of options. They're going to go with preference. The ad hoc committee, their recommendation was they wanted to show the public, at least to get it out there, which I'm sure it has in various forms, just how strenuous it is to try and get a 17-inch limit.
I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, you and I can sit here and look at these numbers, and that legitimizes why certain things will or won't work, but it just seems to me that from a public relations perspective and from a management perspective, you don't dangle a carrot out there that's not going to be capable of being caught and eaten. Well, and that's just where I'm...
Given what I told you about the quality of the data that we have to use, staff can see at least taking these three options, 19 and the two 18.5 sets, to public hearing if it were something that the commission would support. You know, I agree wholeheartedly about the 18, 17.5, and 17-inch option. It's just something that the ad hoc committee and then FMAC made a perfection of the options where they indicated to set the growth increase of the stock. This column here, and I can do better if I bring it up on the screen for you. This column here is something that we're bringing forward to the ASMSC at their request, at the board's request. They said bring methods that show that you're trying to avoid risk rather than just bringing the mathematical result of what your landings might be. So this builds in, depending on the size limit, anywhere from a 12.6 increase to a 22% increase based on the growth of age 2 and older or age 3 and older. In addition, you may remember last year the performance factor, where we looked at our overages and underages from 2001 through 2007, and we had, a 9% overage. We're bringing that to the ASMFC as well. It's about a 6% overage from 2001 to 2008. But FMAC wanted to see what it would look like if we set these limits very close to the 345,000 amount. But even this is different than what you would see if you didn't force it to 345. What you would see is closer to the 400,000 mark with the stock growth. So
okay.
I'm not sure that worked too well, but unfortunately at the time of FMAC, we had used different growth factors than we ended up with. Because we got some consultation from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. They said, do not use a 50.5% growth factor on the fish. Go by the landings in 2008 and use your growth factor just from 2008 to 2009.
Okay.
So that's kind of long-winded, I realize. I agree with what you're saying. I don't know how the rest of the commission feels.
Matters before the commission for action. Four questions, discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, based on your comments, I guess I'd offer a motion that we advertise options A through C for public comment for the February meeting.
Second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much.
The next